I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, thank you again for joining me. I am Sandy Waters, and this is Neighbors in Need. We have our good friends, Pam and Ashley, in from the YMCA of Greater Rochester.
Hey, it's nice to see you.
There.
Good to see you, too. I'm part of the Y. I just got to say right now, they have totally challenged me, the Y challenge. So anybody who wants to join in on this challenge, you are more than welcome to. Because I think there is a lot of us, and Ashley, you and I joke about this all the time. There's a lot of us who know that we should work out.
Oh, yes.
We want to be active. We know the importance behind it, but we just, for some reason, can't get in the routine of it.
Yes.
So both of you, and Pam, you and I have known each other forever.
It does feel like forever.
And you're like, okay, well, why don't you try?
Yes.
You challenged me to experience the why, and I am loving
you're
it.
You're doing very well.
It is what you guys have always said, what all my friends have said. It's a community.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what we try to emphasize more and more these days, right? People know they can come and they can do the swim and gym. We talk about that. It's kind of the catchphrase, right? We know that people know that about us.
Yeah.
But they don't know what you're learning, that you can go to one of hundreds of classes and feel like you're a friend the first time you show up. Or for our older populations, it really is a social gathering. So you sit there and you walk through the lobby in some of our locations, and it truly is social hour kind of all day. Yeah. And I love seeing that. I love being that hub of activity.
Yeah. And my mom was so excited, too. She's like, you know, I'm part of Silver Sneakers. So I would come with you. I'm like, oh, Mom. And I told her about the cute little old people who sit in the lobby.
Yes. We have a group called the Breakfast Club at one of our branches they go, they work out, and then they sit there and have their breakfast and their coffee and just connect with each other and have met there and have made friends there and now are part of each other's lives.
That is cool. Okay. So you guys, the YMCA of Greater Rochester, you define community, but you're a non-for-profit, so you are really
we are. You know, it's one of those things that I think people overlook sometimes because we're really a big organization, but at the core we are a nonprofit, and we are here to truly serve all people of all abilities throughout our community. And you know, I think that we do a good job of that, but there's always room for improvement. Kind of like this challenge with you, right? We are trying to open your eyes and other people's eyes to the greater good of what the why can be. And so some of the actions we're taking right now are we're trying to be more community focused, and that we're going to more events and we're trying to be a presence and be family zone sponsors at different community events so that we can support and bring things that we're good at, like STEM activities for kids, and bring things that add value to their events. It's just fun for us. And on another end of that, what we don't talk a lot about is, you know, we're continuously updating all of our facilities. But as everybody knows, we're building a huge one in Pittsburgh right now. And sometimes people will say, why Pittsburgh, right? Why Pittsburgh? They have everything. And the answer to why Pittsburgh is a couple things.
Bitter Westsiders like me.
I know. Yeah, me right? too.
Jealous,
me
I
too.
And that's okay. But the answer is what I think is the heart of the why. So the answer is, one, we have people to serve there that really do want our services.
Yeah.
And two, the greater good that we can have in suburban branches, the great success we can have there just makes our urban core flourish. So what that means is we can then take some of the surplus and successes from suburbia and bring it into the urban core. And we can add programming for multi-generations. And we can, you know, add to any of the branches in the urban core. And that, to me, is our mission. That's what we're doing. Serving everybody, regardless of, you know, their ability to pay, their ability to, you know, do everything else.
Do you ever get anybody who's not sure, like, if they pay for a membership, they ask the question, well, then how is this non-for-profit? Where is my money going?
Yeah, you know, I think it's definitely a question. And I think one side of that is, you know, we have over 2,000 employees. So as you can imagine, operations alone and, you know, a lot of facilities, we have 11 branches and we have overnight camps and we have all these, you know, childcare centers. keeping that running is expensive.
Yeah.
But on top of that, you know, last year alone, we gave out about $3.2 million in financial assistance. So your dues aren't paying for that. That's additional fundraising that we do. Our philanthropy department is pretty incredible. They go out, and our community, as we know, is philanthropic, mm-hmm. and they give generously, but we're able to support that. So what are you paying into? I mean, it's certainly a service, but it's also a community, and yeah. knowing that you're getting more.
You're right. A lot of the community, they rally around it.
Yeah.
They rally around it because the why, for some families, it is it. It is their thank God you're here kind of.
Yeah, you know? We hear those stories every day. We see them on social media. We just, I talked with a woman a couple days ago who said she was looking for an outlet because yeah. she was, you know, she was a mom of three and she never had any interaction other than her kiddos and was looking for that outlet. And now she spins Tuesdays and Saturdays at the West Side Branch. We could have had you spinning. We went easy on you. Yeah. But she goes and spins and she's met so many friends through spinning. Yeah. And you know, she's on a weight loss journey and credits the Y for that. And then we met another woman who she started running with her children during our kids' marathon. And now she's run 9 marathons and 5 ultra marathons and never thought she could be a runner, I guess she said that she could never be. And now she's doing that.
And when you're part of a community, you don't mind helping each other.
Yes,
you don't. So. And I think that's exactly it, right? You're just helping your neighbor. And I think, though, you know, what you get for your membership, we don't always talk about those benefits.
Yeah.
And that's the big one, right? So for the people Ashley talks about, you know, we have Child Watch, which mm-hmm. means you have 2 hours every day that you can check your kids into a Child Watch where they're watched by our staff. And you can take a class.
Read a book in the lobby. Have a coffee in the lobby. Get a shower on your own. Like, those are the things.
And sometimes that's what people are, you know, yes. you have to stay in the building.
Yeah.
But those 2 hours are yours to use as you choose. And so, you know, we did a focus group at Westside and there was a dad of 4. And he was like, the only way that my wife and I have been able to stay on our exercise journeys and our path is that Child Watch.
Yeah.
Because we have 4 kids. And can you imagine how expensive it would be for them to pay for babysitting, for mm-hmm. them to go to the gym? And now they can do this as a family. So there's a lot of things like that that you will learn and others learn as you take this journey with us.
Absolutely. Okay, so now when is the due date, the grand opening?
So we're opening September 30th.
Okay.
So it's right around the corner. And even closer is our new childcare facility. So currently we have 4 full-time licensed childcare facilities. The new one at Shotland will make 5, and that opens September 3rd.
Wow.
So that part opens, mm-hmm. and then we have this new building opening September 30th with a community open house, which we would love everyone to come to, from 10 to 4, Sunday, September 29th. I know it's a little ways from now, but, you know, we'll make sure that people learn about it in different ways. But on Sunday, September 29th, from 10 to 4, people can come and check out the new building, join, mm-hmm. be part of the family.
No matter if you're a Y member or not.
Nope.
Just come
on. Nope. It's for the community.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And the cool thing that I've noticed is when you sign up at one location, mm-hmm. probably the closest one to your house, mm-hmm. that doesn't mean that's your only location. You can really go anywhere.
Yeah. Passport membership is what it's called. You've gone to East Side and West Side. Yeah. We did Camp North Point. So you have access to all of these great facilities. When you join one branch, you have access to all of them.
And there's great benefits to each branch.
Yes.
But sometimes, you know, a particular branch will have their own little thing that makes them special.
And
right?
That's what's so interesting mm-hmm. about kind of what we're doing at Shotland now, right? So we're kind of taking what were all those little special things that we've learned along our journey as the YMCA of Greater Rochester, and how can we implement all best practices and then ratchet it up a little bit? So there are new things in this Y, like Java's will be there. Yeah. So we'll have a full cafe in branch, which we don't have anywhere else.
Nope.
And we're really excited. And Mike and his team over at Java's have been such great partners, and they're coming up with their menu and all that great stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're going to have things that we've never had before. We're going to have an art studio. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a community room where we're really hoping that, you know, active older adults will come and this will be their hub. This will be their place. We take them out of the lobby.
Yes.
And we give them a home.
Yeah.
At Southeast, their current location, they don't have the space. We outgrew that building 40 years ago. And they've been so patient with us as we have continued to grow as an organization. And finally, the Southeast membership core is getting more. So they've been patient. They have been very religious to us, right? They've been very, very strong advocates. And now they have more space and more to do.
They've got a kitchen attached to that where you will be able to learn how to cook and apply healthy eating and those habits and cook it right there attached to their fun room that they're going to have their space to just hang out and communicate with each other and share their stories. There's going to be a sports simulator where you can golf. You can drive the golf balls, or you can make it games that kids can play with it, an interactive sports simulator. There's going to be one of our gyms, because there's technically three gyms that can turn into four in this space, that one of them is dedicated to our families, where there's a huge interactive projector that can, we're going to have movie nights and fun things in there as well. So we've really tried to think of everybody, and I think we've got everybody.
I know we'll hear about the things we don't have, and that's okay. And that is part of having a really engaged membership group.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's actually a real blessing because they push us to get better. Mm-hmm. And we say this all the time. We're kind of like, okay, we've thought of everything, right? And then like the next day happens and we're like, oh, what about
we
this?
Do that. Yeah.
Right? So it pushes. Our core pushes us to be better,
that's
to
awesome.
Serve mm-hmm. better, and to think broader. And so I think that's what Shotland is. And I will say, you know, George Rommel, our CEO, has been really a fearless leader of the Y since the late 60s, mm-hmm. but really in Rochester for the last 30 years. He started as the exec at Southeast, and he was the branch exec for 5 years before coming to the corporate office and being the COO for five and the CEO now for 20. This is something that he has wanted and has believed in for 30 years. And so for him, this building is personal, and this building is so much more than four walls facility. And you see that in
all
of
us. You feel it when you walk in there. That's and it's cool. under construction, but you can feel that now, just how amazing this it truly is going
how
to be.
Exciting.
And so his passion mm-hmm. and his love is really permeating the community. Mm-hmm. And he gets us excited about this and challenges us every day to make it bigger and better.
And a lot of these perks that you mentioned and the benefits of the Y, a lot of it's just included in the membership. A lot of these activities.
It really is. Some of it's going to be programmed. So like the sports simulator, you know, will have to be, you know, a special fee and that kind of stuff. But a lot of what we've talked about is really just part of your membership. There are amenities with your membership. And the things that are add-ons will certainly be very clear. And, you know, we'll talk to everybody about that. But what is going to be offered? And for me, this multi-generational space, that's what I get excited about when I think about our community and really what it looks like. This is a community space for them, right? The exercise your mind space. There are a lot of teens that aren't into sports. Mm-hmm. We want to offer them a place to go. And so now they can do, you know, music recording and 3D printing and
So exercising more than just your body, because we all know we have different interests and we're trying to be the place for the family. So when the family can come together and somebody is in our maker space making a song, recording a song in a sound booth, like, come on, that's amazing. Mom and dad can be, you know, in the spin stadium that's going to have 100 bikes, 100 pieces of equipment in there. It's massive. And then, you know, little sister can be down in our art room. We've got a kiln and we've got canvases on easels and painting, and it's all kinds of things that everybody can be doing.
That is so awesome. Okay. So we could talk forever and ever.
Yeah. We could. We could. Clearly we could. But you know, what's interesting is that as I sit here now at the end of August, you know, we're kind of getting out of our summer routine and we're kind of flowing back into school. So one of the things that we're also really proud of is being, you know, a really, really large provider of before and after school programming for our community. So we service, you know, somewhere in the neighborhood of 2,000 kids.
Wow.
And again, very proud of that, all throughout, you know, the city and the suburban areas. And so right now is prime registration time for before and after school. So we have, oh my goodness, more than 75 locations where we host before and after school. Again, you know, in the city and also on the east and west side of town. So definitely encourage people always, RochesterYMCA.org. They can learn everything. They can learn about the new building if they're interested. They can learn about, you know, our branch anywhere. They can, if you're interested in Corning, right? Corning is part of us. So you can go there and learn about each of our branches. You can learn about membership. You can register. So it's a good portal, and it's a good place for people to kind of just get their feet wet and learn what's going on.
Now, hiring?
We're always looking for folks to come join our team, especially with the new branch opening. In any kind of role, whether it's aquatics or childcare, we just talked about how much we offer of childcare, maintenance, all kinds of different jobs across our different branches. So we are always looking for folks to join our team.
And we have a careers page. So if you get to that website, scroll to the bottom, there's a careers page, or just RochesterYMCA.org/careers. You can see what's happening, not just at Shotland, but also across the organization. You know, we're always growing, which means we're always looking.
Awesome. Pam, Ashley, thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.